You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You could tell.
He's fired up, baby. He's salty.
With football season back. Let me give a quick shout out. Our buddies from Old Dad's Wings, they're bringing us lunch by today, which is awesome. They're going to be here any minute. But I told them come later so we could enjoy them after the show.
You know what? I did see the message, and I forgot to respond. I was getting Dash out of the car. You did see.
So okay. They're coming now so we can have some little post-show wings, which is going to be great.
Nice.
They've been awesome throughout the years. They've brought us lunch a number of times. They're opening their first brick-and-mortar shop in Dawsonville on Friday.
Nice.
So the grand opening is Friday in Dawsonville, Highway 53 and 400.
Nice.
Old Dad's Wings. Delicious.
Old Dad.
Cannot wait to eat some wings when the show's over here in just a couple of minutes. But if you're up in the area, if you're up in Dawsonville, swing by Friday or any day after that to get some Old Dad's Wings. All right. Let's get out to the phone lines here. We'll start with TJ, who's in Covington. Hey, TJ.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Good.
Hey, so I need some advice from some sensible married men, so I'm calling in. So I just got back from vacation. I left my dream car, 2018 Camaro ZL1. Told my lady, hey, look, if you need to drive it, it's cool, but don't touch it, right? So I get back this morning, and there's a scratch from the hood all the way to the back. So I asked my lady, like, hey, something you want to tell me? What happened with it? Oh, I'm going to tell you when I go on lunch. So I'm trying to sit here and keep calm and not start, like, throwing shit around and throwing away Stanley Cups and all that. But
that's a good way to get back.
This is a custom paint car, and I only driven it 2 times since I got it back.
So let me just ask you a couple questions real quick, DJ. Okay.
Yes.
So you haven't talked to her yet?
We spoke. She told me something happened. I didn't know what the something was. Like, okay. I just got here.
Until you just got home and saw it.
She didn't tell you when it happened. She wanted you to see it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And now you said, what is it? And she said, I'll tell you on my lunch.
Yeah.
Which is when?
What time are you going to lunch?
It should be now because I'm heading to the job. I don't, you know, I can't wait. I need to.
You're headed over there.
Okay. You said it's a scratch. Huh.
It's a scratch. It looks like you know when someone bumps into them poles that be in front of Walmart to stop from going to park too close?
Oh,
yeah.
Like you just scraped against one of those poles.
Oh, no.
Damn, TJ.
So I'm not really mad about the scratch because we can get it fixed.
Right.
But I am mad about the scratch.
Yeah, I feel you. Right. I understand that.
But then also maybe the communication process as well.
Where the hell you was at when you say vacation and your wife went with you?
Good question.
Me and the boys went to the casino for the weekend.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right, because vacation.
That's why I'm not too mad because I have a little, you know, I got, you know, Blackjack did me well, but.
Right. Okay. Yeah, but
yeah, I mean, I guess.
How do I handle
just be,
it?
Just be.
It depends on what happened.
Yes, because if she, especially because you didn't say she couldn't drive it, but you told her not to drive it. It's two different things, actually.
Those are two different
things. And it seems like she, because this is when you tear folks stuff up, when stuff like that happens. When you like, I know I ain't supposed to be driving in his car, but come on, girl, jump in. We're going to ride around in this Camaro. It was a beautiful weekend in Atlanta.
For riding around in a Camaro.
Yeah, and she probably got too cute with it and just like maybe try, hey, watch this, girl. Yeah. Just be patient, dog. You said it. You shouldn't have said it, so we're going to hold you accountable to it. You said it can be fixed.
Yeah.
So
I think it'll be okay.
I think you'll be all right. I think
it's tough, though.
Yeah.
All right, DJ is
I think that's what happened.
Call back later in the week and let us know what
I'm
all
pretty sure.
Because I want to know what happened. Because to me, that's a big part of the story. DJ is incoming. Hey, DJ.
Hey, first off, excited about old granddads. They're like 2 minutes from my house.
Nice.
First thing, I just want to make a couple observations from this weekend. The first thing, I know Georgia obviously didn't let a whole lot out, but I thought Gunnar Stockton was in great control of that offense. And I think it was a pretty good showcase going forward. I'm hoping it sticks the same, but I thought he did a pretty good job with all play fakes and everything looked great.
Yeah.
And second thing, I've seen yips in a lot of games, but I don't know what Arch Manning was doing with that sidearm throw.
Yeah, yeah,
man,
yeah.
Man, that was awful.
Yep.
Yeah, they, you know, trying to do the different angles and everything, but it did. It came off his hands so weird looking.
There was a handful of throws where his mechanics just got real, real strange. Even on that first one, where he's rolling out, like, that's a throw he's made a thousand times.
Yeah,
and
but
he was tight.
It did come out kind of just
weird.
Yeah,
that sidearm
was really weird.
Well,
really
because it was
weird.
Spinning weird. It'd probably be hard to catch the way it was spinning.
But, I think, you know, I don't even know who Texas guy. Just go out there and just beat the hell out of him. Arch looked good. Have some cheers. Have some laughs and everything like
that. San Jose State.
But you beat the hell out of them.
And that's not the same one.
That's the blue team, right? They're blue, right?
Blue and yellow, yeah.
Yeah, they're blue, right, yeah.
But there's a, I'm thinking of Sacramento State, where their quarterback is the kid from Georgia.
Yes, Rashada.
Yeah, Jaden Rashada. Yeah. So that's a different school.
Yeah.
San Jose State, different school. Old dads.
Yeah.
Old granddads is a bourbon that I do enjoy.
Yes.
Old dads makes wings. Now, they could probably go together, and that would be good. Jim is in Buckhead. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Enjoy your show a whole bunch.
Thanks, Jim.
Hey, one of the things I wanted to bring up was looking back on what you guys were saying about Belichick earlier. You know, it's interesting. Here's a guy that's used to having 3-4 games in the preseason before getting ready for the regular season, thus looking at film, seeing how they play together, et cetera. And here on the college level, zero. Yeah. You don't get the preparation. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, going into that first game, I mean, everybody knew it. He had no chance. Mm-hmm. However, I wouldn't count him out for the year. I'd say probably second half of the year, he starts picking up on what the advantages are to the players he has, and then he knows how to play him the best he can possibly play him. Thus, going back to the old Bill Belichick of how he sets up his offense and defense every single game.
Yeah, Jim, I mean, that's a really level-headed take, first of all, which I appreciate.
But he ain't got the players.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. Is I do think, you know, there's going to be some wins on the schedule. I mean, they're going to beat Charlotte.
They should win the next two games.
Richmond. Yeah. They got Cal, because Cal's in the ACC.
They got to go to Cal, though.
They have to go to Cal. They do have to go to Cal. Yeah. They got Stanford at home, who's not any good. So, Wake Forest. Like, there's some wins in the ACC as well. But I just think, I mean, you even saw it at the end of the time in New England.
It was talent thing.
The roster wasn't as good.
It was a talent thing.
And so the team
and
wasn't.
He put it together.
Good. That's right. Now, exactly. And this one, too, technically.
I don't know. I have nothing against this gentleman. But Freddie Kitchens being offensive coordinator just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't give all your friends jobs.
I mean, all of them. All of them got jobs.
There'd be somebody out there.
Yeah.
Eric is in College Park. Hey, Eric.
Hey, what's going on, Andy and Randy? What's happening?
Hey, Eric.
What's up, man?
How are you?
Hey, a couple things. I was calling to find out, have you guys ever heard of the Dirty Bird Nest? We're located inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Section 134.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Okay. All right. I'm a part of the Dirty Bird Nest.
Right.
You know, like, and, you know, like, a lot of people talk about Atlanta fans, but in that particular section, we have to stay to the game until it's zero on the clock, regardless of the score. We at the game, time the gates open, we march in, and we're the crunkest section in the bins. Not sure if you can see that, but one day when you're in the bins, maybe y'all should come over there.
Maybe.
Also, whenever we score, I'm the guy that do the push-ups. I wear a helmet, mask, throw the pants.
All right, Eric.
So that's me.
Okay.
How many push-ups can you do in a row right now?
Well, right now I do about 100 straight, but it depends on
there you go.
It depends on what the score is. Whatever, if the Falcons score 7, I do 7.
Sure.
If they score 14, I do 14. It depends on the score.
Right.
And Andy, you need to let Randy look at your lineup for this upcoming weekend, your fantasy league, because you play the Dirty Bird Nest push-up crew. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Oh.
You and Bo.
Got
you
it.
You and
Bo. Okay.
Oh, he's in the group?
He's in the league.
Oh,
so
okay.
We start. All right.
Yeah.
Dude,
we got John Abraham on our team talking trash already.
That's right.
That.
Abe was at the draft.
Well, I need to.
He was at the draft. Well, thank you, Eric. We appreciate it.
Which one are you talking about?
The Coca-Cola.
Oh, the Coca-Cola. Okay. I like, you talking about the college football? Oh, I didn't even look at this thing.
You want to have a look at our Coca-Cola fantasy football NFL team for us?
No.
Oh, he said you should.
Oh, I thought he said I should be a part of it because I was like, y'all told me I couldn't do it.
No one told you that.
Yes, y'all did. No. And not so many words. Y'all basically like kind of
invited you to the draft.
No. Yeah, that was not an invite.
In different words, we said, hey, do you want to do it?
That was more or less.
You should be a part
of it. That was more of y'all
you
just.
Said, no, I'm cool.
This
said,
is more hey, of y'all doing with the thing. We know he's going to say no, so we don't ask.
Okay, fair enough. But when it did come up, we did say, if you want to do it. No, which you're right. That's not exactly an invite.
If I want to do it.
That does feel like
if I want to do it, that don't sound like a genuine invite.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, if you want to do it.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
It's how you said it.
I know, but you don't want to do it.
It's not that. I'm trying to figure out how the hell.
But you still want to be invited. I understand.
What happened in this football thing that y'all maybe spend $50 in?
The college league?
Yeah, I don't even know if I won or not.
You did not. But okay. You were very close.
Okay.
You had a pretty good week.
Okay. Probably did a lot better than I did.
Huh?
My team did not do well. It's 1 week. And dead last place means you had the least points scored. But I do think Bo had the least points in the league.
Okay.
But I'm sure he'll be back. Bo's a perennial contender in that league. So
I lose in the semis like every year.
He'll probably be okay. Have you ever won it?
I think I did. We won last year.
I don't know.
I think I may have.
You get some bread? How about
$500?
You get some money?
You remember?
Did you get paid?
Yeah, if I wanted it.
Oh,
yeah.
I need to pay, by the way. I think at some point they
start
locking.
How the hell is this going to happen?
Locking your lineup.
Like, how does everybody stop? Like, everybody but these paid.
No, there's a, like, I think week two they lock your lineup until you pay. So I
gotta, oh, really?
Yeah, I got to pay. Don't worry. I'll pay. If you win the league, you'll get your money. Don't worry about it. Evan is in Statham. Hey, Evan.
What's up, guys? I have a suggestion and a question.
All right.
So the quick suggestion is I've been listening for so long. I remember the early days of the AMA when you could text in and you guys would fire off a bunch of text questions.
Oh, yeah.
So I also love the phone lines, but what if you did like maybe once a week, like Tuesday text line AMA, then it was just text line.
All right.
I think that would be fun. Question, I randomly had the thought of staying up in college. I pulled an all-nighter studying for a test one time. So what's the latest you guys ever stayed up in college? Was it for a test or a project or what was it?
Oh, man. I stayed up all night while my girlfriend did my parents' project, because I didn't want to go to sleep and leave her hanging.
You're just being supportive.
Yeah, I was being supportive.
That's nice.
I sat there in the day and watched her and got you know, the materials that she needed.
There you go.
And that was it.
That's good support. Yeah. Oh, I've many all-nighters. I was a very, especially early in undergrad, like the first 2 years when you have to do all the stuff you don't really want to do, like the prerequisite courses before you get into the stuff you really care about.
Yeah.
I would wait till the end.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Anthropology 100. Everything I learned about that class, I learned in the 24 hours before the test and forgot immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a master crammer.
Yeah.
I am. I'm a master crammer.
Hadn't had a good one yet today. There's a couple okay ones, but that's a good one.
Yeah, master crammer.
Yeah, I was pretty good at cramming. Yeah. Try not to cram as much these days.
Oh, no, you can't do it now.
Yeah. Throw my back out.
Hell no.
Chuck is in Atlanta. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, how you guys doing today? That first call kind of threw my game off a little bit.
Uh-oh.
After being married 35 years. And Randy almost said it too. You can't do things with the boys or the girls if the other sex is going to be around. And if your woman is thirsty or you thirsty trying to get attention, it ain't going to last. The last caller made me want to say something about cramming. I got to tell you, it's so funny.
All
right. Chemistry test, Georgia Tech, my third year. Thursday night, I was cramming for it. The test was Friday. It was drop day. And one of the most beautiful Delta Sigma Theta girls said, "We're having a drop day party tonight. I want to make sure you're there." I said, "Yeah, I'm good. And I went, sat down, and when I woke up, it was Saturday because I had took some no-dose Thursday.
Oh,
and when I woke up, it was Saturday. I missed the whole Friday and half of the day Saturday.
Way to go.
And my question is, I'll make it quick, and I know, Randy, you're a former professional athlete. What professional athlete living today that you love to have a, not just shake hand, but have a couple of 2-minute conversations with? Mine is Kareem and Dr. J.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, Dion. I've actually got to meet and kind of have a chit-chat with a lot of great athletes that I admire, but those three have eluded me. Thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate it.
Thank you, Chuck.
Oh, man. You know, I always talk about, like, that was one of the best times. Like, I didn't take advantage of it like I thought I should have, is when the 72 team came back.
Oh, yeah.
It was my rookie year. And I remember just sitting there talking, because they had like a little, after practice, they had food for them. We all sat and had lunch with them, Bunk, and to sit there and listen to some of them stories. But like everybody was getting all this stuff signed by them. I was like, I don't want to sign from these dudes. I want to sit and talk to them. And listening to like Zonka and them dudes tell stories, it was freaking awesome. But I dig the Kareem thing, though.
Yeah.
I dig the Kareem.
That would be really, really interesting.
Yeah.
All the guys that are coming to mind, I can't remember if they've passed over the last couple of years or not. I think they have. Like, didn't Bill Russell just pass?
Yes.
Would have loved to have talked to him about his time.
Yes.
I mean, Hank Aaron would have been incredible. I know he passed a couple years ago. This is great. I'm just thinking of all the guys that are recently
man, because
dead.
I mean, in this job, that's one thing I did not take advantage of in this job, is I did not use something to meet Hank Aaron.
Yeah, I know.
I wanted to meet that man so bad.
Would have been awesome. It
would have been awesome just to meet him.
Yeah.
Just to meet him.
Agreed. All right. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I do like that Chuck was talking about no-dos.
Yeah.
Brought it full circle.
Yeah, man.
We were talking about Jesse Spanos earlier in the show.
This was before the show. Andy said he found out where the unks are in Charlotte.
I did, actually.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Enjoyed my trip to Charlotte this time. We went to the right part. Yeah. I was like, oh, here's what you guys are talking about when you say Charlotte's not so bad. Randy's a master crammer.
I am.
He's a master crammer.
Hey, you have to put out an injury report on Wednesday, but you really don't have to put out.
Yes.
And time heals all wounds, unless you get stabbed.
Yep, twice.
I don't know why I find this funny, but the combination headband bandana into head bandana.
Thank you, Abe.
Thank you.
I found that funny.
And of course.
What you heard right there was the power of audio. And audio is what we do at Odyssey.
That true crime podcast you spent hours listening to,
we produced that.
That radio station where you discovered your favorite artists,
that's our station.
That weird playlist of bongo music,
we ain't judging. One of our curators made that. Advertise with Odyssey. We can get your message in front of a broad or targeted audience. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
According to Sydney, Nelly Furtado had two kickers, 12-inch subwoofs back there.
Yeah, I had that one written down before Master Crammer.
I'm just telling you.
Nelly Furtado has yams.
I did not know her game like that.
Right at the same time, my mom texted me a picture of the word yams.
That's what
on
I said. She listening over there?
In Copenhagen.
She's
now, she said she can't get it.
Oh, okay.
We're banned in Denmark.
Yeah, they got us.
Too hot for Denmark. Add it to the list. All right, talk to you tomorrow.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.